Together, please. Hallelujah. Put your hands together, please. God is good. Please tell somebody, say, God is good.
God is good.
The God is on my side. And God is fighting my battle. This is a family. I told them yesterday, I said, look, I said it's difficult for me to break friendship, not to talk of my wife. Now these days people just get up and do whatever they want. Dissolve marriages, walk away, the children divorce. Thank God I don't have that kind of nature. Once I love somebody, it will be until that kingdom come. Amen? May God give all of us that kind of spirit. So always remain faithful. Alright. I've got a word from God. I believe somebody is about to be blessed in this place. I say, I believe somebody is about to be blessed in this place. God is mightily, mightily, mightily with us. Nothing to worry. Nothing to fear. Tell someone, say, don't worry.
Don't worry.
God is with us.
God is with us.
Tell them, say, don't worry.
Don't worry.
God is with us. Well, I'm preaching on the last day's anointing, and today is part two. So, why do we need the last day's anointing? Let us look at 2 Timothy 3, 1 to 5. 2 Timothy 3.